Hello.
Dr. Stan?
Yes.
Hi, it's Lynn Marzulli.
Oh, hi, Lynn. How are you this morning?
Real good. Yourself?
Okay, fine. Well, Lynn is back with us again. He's been a frequent guest in the past. He's written a book which I think is very, very important, and I can never remember his Prophecy, Politics, and the Supernatural, or Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, but all of them are important. Which is the sequence?
Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, The Coming Great Deception, and the Luciferian Endgame.
All right. Well, I think it's so important because, you know, for our listeners, you can't really understand so many of the things that are going on today that just don't make sense unless you understand that there is an agenda behind what's going on. And people say, oh, you think there's a conspiracy. And I say, sure, I think there's a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible talks about a conspiracy. A conspiracy against God. And it's so obvious. If you have a Strong's Concordance, get a hold of it and look up the word conspiracy, you'll find that God, in his wisdom, used the word conspiracy over and over again. If it's good enough for him, it ought to be good enough for you. And anybody who tells you there's no conspiracy, tell them, well, then how can you possibly believe in the Holy Scriptures? In fact, how can you possibly believe in the Holy Scriptures if you don't believe in the supernatural? Lynn, why don't you bring us up to date with what's really going on in the world today?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I appreciate you having me back on. There's a movie out, and most of your listeners probably have at least heard about it, or some of them even seen it, and that is the Steven Spielberg, George Lucas movie, the Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I wrote a paper on that, which has been on several different websites and talk about it on different shows. But if you haven't seen the movie, I would urge you to see it, only because you can see what kind of propaganda, and in my opinion it is propaganda, that's being foisted on the American public. And basically, without, you know, giving the whole movie away, right off the bat it starts with this retrieved alien, supposedly retrieved alien from a 1947 Roswell crash. That's how the movie pretty much opens up. And from that coffin that they take, a crystal skull. And the whole object of the movie is to take this crystal skull and reunite it. Remember, there's apparently a skeleton in some hidden temple someplace, and they're trying to take this skull, this crystal skull, and reunite it with its skeleton, the rest of its skeleton. And when they do that, the person who does this will receive all wisdom. Well, here's the deal, and it's a typical look, I'm an Indiana Jones fan. I love the first movie. When the stone comes rolling down, I thought it was just great. And of course, that's, you know, decades ago now. But the bottom line is this. What happens is the viewer finds himself looking at the Nazca lines. And the Nazca lines are real. They are on the plain of a Nazca plateau in Peru. And these lines were completely invisible. No one even knew of their existence until the invention of the airplane. I think around 1920 sometime, someone was flying over the Nazca lines, and they looked down, and there are these huge glyphs that are etched in the desert floor. Again, they're only visible from the air. And these things are, I mean, they're like hundreds of yards long, some of them. There's one that depicts a monkey, another one a hummingbird, another one a spider. They're very intricate. Again, only can be seen by the air, which begs the question, whoever put them there, why spend all this time making glyphs that no one can appreciate, no one can see unless you're in an airplane? Eric von Däniken wrote a book and was very popular, certainly in the 60s, and I believe in the 70s, rather, when it came out, the whole idea of the ancient astronaut theory that ancient astronauts visited Earth. Well, this is the same theme that is picked up by Spielberg and Lucas. And what the problem with this is from the Nazca lines, the viewer then finds themselves in this secret Mayan temple deep in the jungles someplace in South America, more than likely Peru or perhaps Brazil, who knows. But anyway, you're in this secret location where this Mayan temple is still being guarded by these fanatic natives, this lost civilization, this lost tribe. But for the most part, the temple has gone into ruin, except for this handful of natives which seem to guard this thing. Well, to cut to the chase, what happens is if they get the crystal skull, the bad guys are chasing Indiana and the crew, and they, at the last minute, get the skull, and they put it on the body of this the crystal skeleton, let's say. Well, they're in this, like, a temple room, and in that temple room are 13 chairs, and on the 13 chairs are 13 skeletons, all with the crystal skulls on their head. So it's kind of bizarre. They're seated in a circle. Very occultish, the number 13. And to cut to the chase, they take the skull, they put it on the skeleton, and all of a sudden, all these 13s, the room begins to vibrate, and the 13 skeletons come together as one. And when they do that, well, who do we see? What do we see? We see an extraterrestrial. In my opinion, it's not the typical gray with the black slanted eyes that we've all been enculturated in. It's taller. It's more like a, looks more, in my opinion, like a reptilian. From there, the person who's put the, is a woman who's put the skull on the skeleton, and she begins to receive all this knowledge from this extraterrestrial being, and she can't take it, and she basically explodes. The next scene, and the most disturbing scene, is this, and this is the whole point of the story, that the Mayan temple begins to crumble and begins to shake. There's a huge earthquake begins, and as this earthquake begins and the temple begins to split up and crumble into different parts, we see from the bowels of the earth rising up directly underneath that Mayan temple a huge UFO. I mean huge. It's a mothership. And Indiana is back from it, and it begins, as the ship begins to surface, this cyclonic wind begins to just suck everything into it, except, of course, Indiana and the good guys. And we see that the Mayan temple is completely destroyed, and as the ship begins to rise up, it then kind of sails off into the distance, and in a second it just disappears. And Indiana goes, where did it go, outer space? And his sagacious mentor, who is with him, goes, no, Indiana, not outer space, it's interdimensional. Here's what I look at this and which causes me great discern. This is exactly what I write about in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. The subtitle of that book is The Coming Great Deception of a Luciferian Endgame. In that, I quote a Presbyterian minister who believes that all the miracles of both the Old Testament and the New Testament were directly linked to the extraterrestrial. In other words, Moses parting the Red Sea, extraterrestrial. Jesus walking on water, extraterrestrial intervention. There's the bumper music. I'll pause.
We'll be back in just a minute with Lynn Marzulli. Right here, the American Freedom Network.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Andrea here again with Radian Clinic. I've got great news for you. With our buy one, get one free laser package sale, now is the time to get on the path to vibrant, smooth skin. Got wrinkles, sun damage, age spots, or other skin problems? We can help. At Radian Clinic, we use the latest and best in laser technology to remedy just about any skin issues. Don't miss out on our buy one, get one free laser package sale. For all our exciting specials, visit us at RadianClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli. So, Lynn, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. So right before the break, we talked about the idea that Barry Gooding Jr., this Presbyterian minister who believes that all the miracles of both the Old and New Testament were directly in response to extraterrestrial intervention. In other words, once again, just to reiterate real quickly, Moses parting the Red Sea, E.T. actually did that. The pillar of fire and the cloud at night, or the pillar of fire at night and the cloud by day, again, that's E.T. Jesus walking on the water, E.T. Jesus feeding the 5,000, E.T. Transfiguration, E.T. Intervention. Jesus resurrection from the dead, extraterrestrial intervention. So that's what this particular Presbyterian minister believes. He's actually written about it. I quote him in my book. And, of course, what we see now in this movie, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, once this UFO leaves, and, of course, Indiana says, where did it go, outer space? And he says, no, it's interdimensional. This ties right into the whole idea that extraterrestrials somehow seeded this planet, the idea of panspermia. In other words, that life came from another galaxy. Interestingly enough, a quick sidebar, in Ben Stein's movie, Expelled, which is a must-see if you haven't seen it, fantastic movie, which talks about the fact that in academia in this country, it is a death sentence to even mention the idea of that possibly creative design or could be responsible for evolution. And at the very last scene of that movie, Stein is sitting there with Dawkins, who of course is one of the foremost proponents of evolution and believes any kind of intelligent design is just buffoonery. And Stein holds his feet to the fire and asks him, well, where do you think life comes from? And Dawkins kind of clears his throat for a minute, and it begins this whole deal about, well, perhaps billions of years ago in some galaxy far away, maybe, and Stein just kind of looks at him, you got to be kidding, that's panspermia. Well, who invented that life? And so, in other words, he just exposes, in my opinion, Dawkins for what it is. It's just a bogus bankrupt theory saying that somehow over billions of years or whatever, life traveled throughout the universe. And this is exactly what we see happening in the Indiana Jones movie, the idea of panspermia, that somehow more advanced civilization, intelligent life, came here and started the world's religions. And the reason why it's so pernicious, they use a Mayan religion, which is completely extinct. It's no longer in existence anymore, to my knowledge. If it is, it's practiced certainly as a mere shadow of the way it used to be centuries ago. So they pick on that religion and they use that religion because no one's going to protest. And yet what they say is that the Mayan religion was started by extraterrestrials. Isn't that just one step away from saying that the Egyptian, or better yet, that Moses and the burning bush, supposedly the Mount Sinai Ten Commandments stuff, all was in direct correlation or in response to the extraterrestrial. So it's one step away. And this, of course, is why I believe the movie is more propaganda than it really is entertainment, because it sets up the idea that, one, we were seated here, two, that the ancient gods, which we all believe in, I mean, somebody, you know, for instance, there's a quote that I bring the reader to constantly back, throughout the book. I constantly refer to it. And that quote basically is this: the present political landscape is in direct correlation to supernatural events that happened in some cases millennia ago. And Dr. Stan, you know, last time I've been on the show, we were always talking about the fact that what we see in the political today is in direct correlation, reflects a supernatural worldview of that particular region. For instance, the Israelis believe in the Passover. In other words, the angel of death passing over the firstborn of the Israeli children thousands of years ago, and yet killing the firstborn of the Egyptians, which finally let Pharaoh allow, or was the event that made Pharaoh finally let go the Israelites under the leadership of Moses, and they went out into the desert, and that starts the whole Exodus. But they believe in that, which is thousands of years old. That story has been handed down generation upon generation. It colors what they believe. It definitely reflects their worldview. In this country, we believe in the birth of Jesus, which we celebrate the Saturnalia or Christmas. And, of course, then several months later, we celebrate his resurrection. And both of those are completely supernatural events, a virgin birth and then a man who has been crucified and died and then resurrected 3 days later. Supernatural events, and yet we casually travel in these things. Our whole culture is based on it. Most of the worldview in the West is based on these supernatural events. In the Middle East, with the religion of Islam, they believe that Muhammad was the last and the greatest of the prophets, and that he ascended from Jerusalem, actually, where the Dome of the Rock is now, into heaven on a winged horse. So they believe in supernatural events. My point is this, that the whole idea of these ancient religions, for instance, getting back to the Indiana Jones movie and the Crystal Skull, the whole idea of that movie is to say, and this is what I believe is the coming great deception of a Luciferian endgame, that all the religions were started by E.T. And this is what I believe when the revealing finally happens, when the so-called extraterrestrial presence is finally revealed to the masses at large, people will believe the great lie. And that great lie is that the so-called extraterrestrial, which is nothing more than a demonic counterfeit, in my opinion, created all the world's religions. And now that they're back, and this, of course, will come, and I realize this sounds very far out at 7 o'clock in the morning, but it will probably come on the heels of a great war in the Middle East, which I believe is the Ezekiel War of 38 and 39. After that war is when we'll see this revealing. And you say, well, you know, surely, Lynn, that's really bizarre. And yet we see in the news just recently, the Vatican had an article saying that extraterrestrial is our brother. A couple of Fridays ago, I think it was a week ago, we had that press conference in Denver with alleged film of an ET outside someone's window. Okay, then of course we got the Indiana Jones movie, which once again is promulgating the theory that these ancient ancestors seeded the earth and responsible for the great religions of the past. So we're surrounded by it. I'm in constant communication. Well, not constant, but I touch base with this gentleman who saw this very, very large mothership-type UFO craft in Stevensville, Texas. And he has seen it on more than one occasion. And it's last month he saw it four different times on four different occasions. And he had other witnesses. His neighbors and his wife were with him. And it's almost like a cat-and-mouse game. F-16s are deployed, and they try to get close to this thing. And as the F-16s close into it, the thing just kind of just jumps in space almost, and it just accelerates. In a blink of an eye, it's in another part of the sky. So this guy's seen this stuff up close and personal. There are over 10,000 UFO sightings per year, according to my research. And so this stuff isn't going away. And the question I pose in the book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, is this part of the coming Luciferic conspiracy, as you mentioned when we started, Dr. Stan? And in my opinion, it is. It's definitely part of a satanic conspiracy, which is going to keep people away from the truth of Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, born of a virgin, crucified and resurrected 3 days later. And that's the whole good news. By his blood, we're washed clean and we're set free from the law and moved into his kingdom and seen righteous. I mean, the whole idea of the blood of Christ, the blood of Jesus, what a wonderful thing. We're under that. And yet people will believe the lie, this grand delusion, rather than the truth of the Gospels.
Well, there has always been a conspiracy against God. Today, it gets a conspiracy against Christianity, and everything is aimed at destroying the faith of the American people, because America really was an aberration, a nation where the people really were inherently good and believed in the Christian story and believed that this was the very foundation of their existence, and a man's word, was as good as his bond, and people were helpful and looked after one another. But you see, this had to be destroyed, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Mm. And those people who would destroy liberty have to destroy Christianity. And boy, they're doing a great job of it. I mean, that's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. That's why the Supreme Court, people deeply involved with the occult, they were Masonic. They controlled the Supreme Court of the United States from 41 to 71. And they took God and prayer out of our schools, knowing full well that this was the first step to doing to America what they've done to Europe, where, of course, Christianity existed long before America was ever discovered as a nation. And you go to England today, you go to Europe, the churches are empty, and this is what they want to do here. But they're doing that here in the United States by infiltrating our churches and by changing the message of the gospel, by changing our music and sort of getting into this music that puts people into almost a trance, where their minds then are open to demonic deception. And what people don't understand really is that if you go through all of these ancient religions, they were all in touch with these Luciferian forces.
Mm.
And the only difference with America, is that we were the product of the Christian religion, not of these Luciferian manifestations, and Lucifer is going to do everything he can to destroy Christianity in America. And he uses films, like so many of the films today have a message. So many of the television programs have a message, and they, whether they appeal to our aberrant sexual tendencies like Sex in the City and so many of the things that are coming out now. You go to any hotel and you can turn on the television and watch all the pornographic films you want. Hmm. What has happened to the soul of America? Why, Lucifer is doing a good job of eroding it. Lynn, certainly, you know, to a lot of people, the idea that UFOs are a satanic manifestation rather than from outer space, you know, this is such a revolutionary idea. In fact, everything we hear from most of the UFO people is that, oh, yes, they're off from outer space, but very, very seldom does anybody talk about these being supernatural manifestations from the Luciferian realm.
Mm. And it's interesting, Dr. Stan, that people who do not study, or let's put it this way, people who don't have a Christian worldview will readily accept these beings as what they tell us that they are, that they're here to somehow guide us into this great, wonderful new age of peace and prosperity, and that they seeded us here, genetically manipulated us here 20 or 30,000 years ago. They, in fact, are the missing link that ties right in with Darwinism. It'll be the whole idea of the panspermia gospel, the idea that life was somehow seeded here. And yet, in my opinion, this is the coming great deception, and this is being ramped up by the enemy. It's so diabolic in its nature, and it will deceive many. In Jesus' own words, he said even the elect would be deceived, men fainting from fear for what is coming on the earth. So these are Jesus' own words, and granted, people can say, well, you're taking that out of context. But whatever's coming, Jesus says himself that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. So the idea of this unbelievable great deception, which is coming upon the earth, in Jesus' own words, should give us ample warning, should make us very sober to the fact that something is coming which, that if possible, could deceive the elect. And of course, the elect would be, and this is where people differ. Some people say, well, that's the chosen people of Israel. Other people say, no, it's just, you know, the elect is just Christians who are chosen by God. Let's just, for the sake of our argument, let's just say it's the leaders of the Christian faith today, pastors and evangelists and people like yourself, Dr. Stan. And, you know, even the elect would be deceived. There are many people who will look at this and look at the phenomena here, and their worldview will be shattered. And I have a test case of this. I've spoken about it before. I think I've touched base with it a little bit about the whole idea of Fatima. And I realize that when we talk about the Fatima apparitions of 1917, any Catholics who will listen can become offended by it. And it's not my intention to bash Catholics or bash their faith create vitriol or vituperative remarks towards Catholics. That's not my intention. What my intention is to look at a phenomenon that happened in 1917 in Fatima, Portugal. 70,000 people witnessed this thing, and to at least open up a dialogue and discuss it, because there's another view of this so-called supernatural event. And for those listeners who have not heard about the Fatima apparitions, here's the thumbnail sketch. 1917, Fatima, Portugal. There are three children who are seers. In other words, they're seeing some sort of an apparition, some sort of a supernatural manifestation, which they see on the 13th of the month, and they see this thing for about six consecutive months. And this causes great amount of consternation and infighting between the clergy in the area and the people, and they're actually imprisoned at one point in jail, because no one knows what they're looking at. Are they demons? Are they angels? And is it really the Mary of the Gospels that these children are saying? And there's the bumper music. We'll wait till
okay,
we come
Okay, we'll
back.
Be right back. One of the great supernatural events of all time. The only question is, what was it really? We'll be right back with Lynn, get his views.
Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If you have a yard or maybe a field, you may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty.
Yarr.
But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places, maybe even under your own little patch of St. Augustine. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
So before you find buried pipelines with a shovel or a backhoe, find them with a phone. Call 811 before you dig to have any buried lines located and marked at no charge. Remember, before you dig for any reason, be it construction, a sprinkler system, or tunneling your way to sweet, sweet freedom, call 811 first. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bile Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bile Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bile Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. Lynn, before we go on, I want you to get your website and your telephone number out.
Sure,
Dr. Stan. Copies of your book.
The best place to get it is on the website, which is Spiral, like a DNA spiral or a spiral staircase, spiraloflife.com, spiraloflife.com, www.spiraloflife.com, and the phone number is 310-457-5564, 310-457-5564, and you can also sign up for our monthly newsletter, which keeps tabs of events and the political, the prophetic, and the supernatural, and has commentary by me myself on many articles, and of course any articles that I write, those are usually featured. Plus we have interviews with people, for instance, like the witness down in Stevensville, Texas, who has seen that so-called mothership.
Well, you know, average individual doesn't understand that these secret societies, secret forces, occult organizations have always been with it down through the history of time. And, of course, you can go to Egypt today, you'll see the pyramids there. Mm. You go to South America, and certainly all the various religions that we have in South America, the Aztecs, the Mayans, they all had pyramids, the Incas. And they're all oriented exactly the same way, north, south, east, and west. And they're all part of their system of worship of their gods, which, of course, were Luciferian. And isn't it interesting that we have depicted on the back of the dollar bill a similar pyramid, but the capstone is not in place. The capstone is hovering over the top of the pyramid on the back of our dollar bill, with the idea that once, of course, we have fulfilled our society, then the capstone will settle into place. And that, of course, is symbolic of when we adopt these same Luciferian religions that have always been there. And if you read the writings of Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist, he tells you that they have always left their hidden emblems, you know, throughout every civilization, always hidden in plain sight, so you see them, but unless somebody points out what's going on, the average individual has no idea what this is all about. And certainly the average individual today, because everybody says that, after all, the, you know, the aliens, UFOs are from outer space, the government obviously is trying to cover up the existence of UFOs because they don't want us to know about the aliens. Well, of course, if the aliens are what created life, then we don't need a God. We don't need Christianity. And everything is aimed at destroying our belief in the Christian, in the reality of Christianity, and accepting something that is truly unreal, and that is the existence of aliens. These are not aliens. These are demonic beings from the other dimension. They are interdimensional, but not interdimensional in the sense that they want us to think that they come from outer space. No, they're interdimensional because there is a spiritual dimension which exists in the world, which has always been recognized by the Luciferians. They understand there's a spiritual dimension, but the average American has no idea what's going on.
Very true, very true. Dr. Stan, can I get back to that Fatima story that
I was
talking about?
Right back. I think that is an important story.
Great.
Then, although it will offend many Catholics, I think that people have to look objectively. Here was a supernatural event witnessed by 70,000 people. And, of course, it is really one of the fundamental beliefs of the modern-day Catholic that this supernatural event represented God. But there's another possibility. The event, there's no question it was supernatural, but what did it really represent? Go ahead.
What's interesting is when you these particular researchers, which I read both, actually all three of their books, and these guys really did their homework. And what they did is they went back into the files and they looked at many of the quotes, right, taken from the people that apparently were in the field and witnessed this thing. And once again, the thumbnail sketch, so your audience, Dr. Stan, has an idea of what we're talking about. 1917, these three children are seeing some sort of an apparition, and it causes consternation in the town between the clergy and the government officials. What are these kids seeing? Is it miraculous? Is it demonic? And some of the clergy are saying, no, it's demonic. Others are saying, well, it sounds miraculous to me. So they wind up asking the children, go back and tell the so-called lady, this apparition said, I'm from heaven. She just pointed to the sky. I'm from above. She never said she was the Virgin Mary, by the way, according to my research. But anyway, I digress. So they go back to this apparition and they say the Monsignor wants to see a sign. And so the apparition tells them next month at the same time at 12 noon there will be a sign and all the people will see it. So you'll know that what you're seeing is real. So the kids go back and they tell the clergy. All this, of course, spreads through the town like wildfire. A month goes by, and now it's the 13th of October, 1917. There are 70,000 people standing in a field waiting this supernatural sign from heaven that they're going to see. So people are expectant. They're there. They want to see something. It's raining. There are pictures of before the event. There are pictures of the people with the umbrella standing in the field. There are pictures after the event. There are no pictures of the event. In my opinion, they've been confiscated, but once again, I'm getting ahead of my story. 12 o'clock comes, nothing happens. People begin to grow restless. An hour later at 1 o'clock, so the apparition is an hour late, which I find slightly odd, needless to say. Why tell people you're going to be there at 12 and then show up an hour late? That's just rude, even if it's a supernatural event. So 70,000 people all of a sudden begin to gasp and wonder as the sky, which has been overcast and cloudy all day, as I mentioned, it's been raining. It stops raining. The clouds begin to part, and there they see what they seem to think is the sun, which begins to spin. And at one point, it apparently begins to fall. And it was kind of like a pendulum motion down upon the crowd. This causes massive hysteria. People are screaming and yelling, weeping, crying. There's like this odd amber color people's clothes begin to dry. Some people claim that they are healed of their diseases or malady, whatever. There's this cross-section of humanity, the young, the old, bankers and politicians, labor people, farm people, just this whole cross-section of humanity. They're all witnessing this thing. Well, the researchers that I took my research from looked back into the archives in Fatima, Portugal, and what they found was a sort of a different story that that we were told. The Vatican has told us that the apparition, they call it the miracle of the sun, was directly caused by the Mary of the Bible. And of course, when you go back and you start reading what these people actually put down in writing as their testimony of what they saw, it differs from, in my opinion, what the Mary of the Bible is. And what these people, person after person, witness after witness, claim, I looked up and saw a silver disc. I looked up and saw a dull silver disc. I looked up and saw a metallic disc. I looked up and saw a disc that began to wobble and began to descend. And so witness after witness looks up and sees in front of the sun, because witnesses like 30 miles away did not see any of this. You know, they just saw the sun in the sky. The sun did not fall. We know that. The sun did not come to Earth. Something else happened. 70,000 people saw something, but what is it that they really saw? And this event can't be so sacrosanct that we can't at least discuss it and talk about it and look at what the witnesses say. You know, iron sharpens iron, the whole idea. Let's get a dialogue going here. Is it really the Mary of the Bible, or is it part of the coming great deception?
We'll be back in just a moment with Lynn Margulie here. Politics, Prophecy, Imagine, a fascinating book. Something we really must look at, especially today.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. Lynn, go ahead. We were discussing what happened at Fatima.
Great. And what happened was is that the people 30 miles away in different villages did not see the sun fall from the sky. So this was a local phenomenon, which the 70,000 people in the field saw. And you remember that in 1917, the words UFO and flying saucer are not part of the vernacular. Those would not come until 1947 and shortly thereafter when those, the Americans actually, the United States came up with those those words, which are now bandied about, and that's what we, you know, people, UFOs, flying saucers, that's what we call them. But it was not part of the vernacular in 1917. So these people saw something. There's no doubt about this thing. But what did they see? It wasn't the Mary of the Bible. It was a dull silver disc, which was in front of the sun, which began to wobble in pendulum-like fashion as it descended to the earth. It also bathed the 70,000 people in sort of a dull yellow ochre light. It sounds so much, in my opinion, Dr. Stan, if you and I were in that field on that day, knowing what we know, we'd look up and go, oh my gosh, a flying saucer, oh my gosh, a UFO. That's what we would call it. But the people didn't know what they were looking at. And what happened, and I write about this extensively in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, and there's lots of footnotes. There's 25 pages of footnotes in this book, so I'm not pulling rabbits out of my hat, guys. I mean, this stuff is well documented. And the whole point of this, in my opinion, it's a harbinger. It's a precursor of the coming great deception. 70,000 people who were in that field, their worldview was changed instantaneously because they saw a supernatural event and didn't challenge it, didn't know their scripture, didn't go, what am I really looking at? Is this really from God? They just accepted it, and the Catholic Church accepted it. And you say, well, Lynn, that just sounds incredibly bizarre. And yet we see that the whole Fatima apparition and the supernatural events that allegedly happened there were really sanctioned by the Church. And what I found interesting, Dr. Stan, was the present Pope, who was Cardinal Ratzinger, before he became Pope Benedict, he was a proponent of the Fatima apparitions. In fact, he allegedly read the Third Secret. And again, this whole idea with secrets, which are kept from the populace, is nothing more than modern-day Gnosticism, that somehow there's an elite group who only know the secret, whereas the Gospels and the Epistles and what Paul talked about and what all the early disciples, there is no secret. You know, event, let's say, of being born again, of having their spirit rekindled by the living God, was open to everyone. There was no priesthood over the laity. There was no hierarchy or secrets that only certain people knew. But here again, what we see is this secret, and people waited for this so-called secret, which is supposed to be revealed by 1960, and it wasn't. Ratzinger, the present Pope, Pope Benedict, apparently read the secret, and in 2000, the last Pope, Pope John Paul, read what many believe was just a doctored forgery of the Third Secret, saying that it had already been revealed or actually been fulfilled, and it had to do with him and him being shot and all this other stuff. And people who had been waiting for this looked at this thing and cried foul. Well, what I found really interesting in my research for Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural was that Ratzinger was a proponent of Fatima and was a staunch supporter of it and believed in its validity. When he became Pope, he completely distanced himself, saying that Fatima was for another age. Now, is this because, and this is pure speculation on my part, Dr. Stan, but has he been brought into sort of an inner circle, as it were? Is this why the Vatican is saying that if, you know, the extraterrestrials are our brother? Is this why this just came across? This is Times Online. This is dated today. I quote, not making this stuff up. This should make everyone's hair on the back of their arms or neck respectfully stand up on end. This is from the current Pope Benedict, okay, Benedict XVI. And he replies, I'm quoting now from him. Yes, people are, he's talking about Islam and the whole the idea of interfaith dialogue, okay? And Cardinal Turan replied, yes, people are obsessed by Islam. For example, I'm going to India next month, and I want to give this message that all religions are equal.
All religions are equal.
I'm not making this stuff up. This is right from a cardinal. So it's unbelievable that all religions are equal. Then he continues, sometimes there are priorities because of particular situations, but we mustn't get the impression there are first-class religions and second-class religions. So here we see the whole idea. Remember, Revelation, the book of Revelation, talks about this one-world religious system. And here's some questions for your listeners, which I pose in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Has Benedict been brought in on the inside? Is the Vatican literally part of this conspiracy in the sense that they know that the real gods of this world are E.T.? Have they in fact seen, and I'm not making this stuff up, I quote some of the stuff in the book, have they seen holographic film of the so-called resurrection of Jesus Christ? You know, do they now believe that all these religions are started by the same extraterrestrial presence? Is this why this cardinal comes out with this kind of a statement saying all religions are equal? Is this why the Vatican comes out with a statement the extraterrestrial is our brother? I mean, people have to wake up and begin to read through the lines. The problem is, and the whole idea of bringing the Fatima apparitions into the fray, if I can use that word this morning, Dr. Stan, was to show that 70,000 people who were not rooted and grounded in Scripture, who didn't know that deception is the hallmark of the end times, were deceived. 70,000 people, in my opinion, were deceived. Their worldview was changed. They saw something which shook them to the very core of their belief system. And you say, well, that's 1917. They were just peasants. Oh, really? The guy that's in Stevensville that I've talked to ongoing for the last 6 months since he first saw this huge ship on January 1st of 2008, he told me verbatim that when you see this thing, it completely changes you. When you see one of these things, these motherships, which are, you know, in his estimation, 2 miles wide, I mean, that thing is huge, huge. 2 miles. Think about that. Just think of how long, what distance that looks like, and imagine a ship, you know, right over the tree line, which is where he saw it. He said, as he stood underneath this, Dr. Stan, he looked in all directions and he couldn't see the edge of the thing. Couldn't see the edge of the thing. And finally, the thing began to move off into the distance. He just sat there. His worldview was completely shattered. He told me verbatim, things can never be the same again. Because once you see something like this, you know, it really screws with your head. Unless you're prepared and you know that the coming great deception, which is a Luciferian one, is to deceive. Going back to Jesus' words, that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. 2 Thessalonians saying that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders.
We're out of time, Lynn. God bless. Wonderful program. Thanks so very much.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Appreciate you having me on.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah Congregation Sunday, June the 15th for Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. The location is the North Shore Park of Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. That's the amphitheater. Bring your own lunch and drink, no glass containers, please, and bring a blanket to sit on and some protection from the sun. Praise and worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Special guest speakers, Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry, and Dr. Bree Keaton. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-654-9924.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our discussion with Lynn. You have to understand there really is a spiritual dimension. In fact, this is the subject of my talk. It's available on DVD, The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret will give you an overview of this supernatural element which is being played out in our society today, and most people have no idea what's going on. There's a syllabus that goes with that, which explains some of the material we put forward, some of the speeches the president has given, I mean, what is America doing? Why, America is pushing democracy throughout the world today. Why would we be doing that? America isn't a democracy. It's a republic. It is the Satanists who've been wanting democracy. And if you haven't read The Secret Destiny of America, written by a Satanist, Manly P. Hall, we do carry the book. It's not listed in our catalog, but we carry books for research for those who would like to really look beyond the obvious. The Secret Destiny of America by Manly P. Hall will tell you that the secret society has been working for 3,000 years to bring about world democracy. There are people waiting in Henderson, Nevada today for the reappearance of the Masters of Wisdom, the Ancient Ones, those people who rule the world from the supernatural element. That book, Extraordinary People, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People, by Wayne Peterson, who was recruited into the movement, according to his own statement, by a man named David Rockefeller. You read what he has to say. You'll never hear anybody else talking about this. The book, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People, and, of course, it's available through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our talk on the planned police state, because the syllabus that goes with that ends up with giving some of the publications put out by the other side from the supernatural element. And we tell you what they say in their publications. And you'll actually get copies of some of the pages, because they've taken them down off the internet since we've talked about them. Because the last thing they want is for any significant number of the American people to understand what's happening. The talk, planned police state, and the syllabus goes with that, which will give you the background of what's going on. We have a three-pamphlet set on the occult hierarchy. We carry the book, Satanic Crimes, in the four-tape set by the same title. We have a four-tape set on the supernatural. Incidentally, you would want to get that four-tape or four-CD set on the supernatural. It features Johanna Michelson. She'll be our guest at our annual conference, put aside October 26th. Here we're having our annual conference and Radio Liberty Conference in the Monterey Bay area. Beautiful time of year to come. And fascinating speakers. Dr. Russell Blaylock will be here. Patrick Wood, Johanna Michelson, who was a medium who participated in the supernatural experiences of psychic surgery until she suddenly realized it was all demonic from the other dimension. So anyway, it should be a great time. That's the 26th of October. Hope you can come and bring people. We like to get a great turnout. We had a great turnout last year, and we're hoping to have more this year. So put aside the 26th of October. You want more information, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day, where you can get a lot of free DVDs, where you can get some of our newsletters. Pull them down, read them. Begin to understand we're involved in this spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And then please pray for America, and pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado.